Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. All right, let's get into it this morning. 585-252-9800. You want to clear the air with us?
Yeah. Let's clear it out. Let's air it out, shall we? I feel like a lot of people take this segment and are just extremely spicy with it.
Kind of like our friend Sherry here. I'm sorry, but blowing your nose at the dinner table is just about as gross as farting. There, I said it. Do you agree?
I think... Well, I mean, listen, you can help if you fart. You can't really help if you blow your nose or if you sneeze or something along those lines. But I will say, if you are sneezing or blowing your nose into a cloth napkin, jail, imprisonment, we'll see you in a cell. It's a no for me.
Yeah, those were all my uncles. They had a handkerchief. They'd pull it out, blow their nose in it, put it right back in the pocket.
I mean, I have a little more grace for that because it's their personal thing. But if it's the restaurant's napkin.
Yeah, that's so
disgusting. That's a little gross. I'm not.
It's so disgusting.
But like you right. Do you, Vincenzo.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, kind of figured. Yeah. I had like one of two options, Tony or Vincenzo, and I really hit the nail on the head. This person says, the phrase small town is often used too broadly. What qualifies a small town? Over 6,000 people or 40? I'm just confused. They give the example. Springfield, Illinois and Rochester, New York are completely different towns when it comes to the size of the town, but they're both considered small towns. Would you consider Rochester, New York, a small town?
I would consider it a smaller to medium-sized market. Yeah, because it really depends on the amount of people that. Because in the metropolitan area that surrounds Rochester, there's quite a few people. There's got to be close to a million with all the towns. You add that all up.
Like I would consider I don't know. Shortsville, a small town.
Those are small towns.
Those are small towns outside. I wouldn't consider Rochester a town. I would consider it a city.
No, Rochester is a city.
Right.
Right. It's not a town. But
we already went over this. You butchered it.
Me?
Remember I gave you the map and I was like, name the cities, towns.
Nobody can do that, Breezy.
I did it just fine.
Breezy gives me a map. I have to fill out all the surrounding areas around the city of Rochester.
So
I can't,
sad.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Big Ed's here.
Ew.
What's up, guys?
Why?
He appreciates that, Breezy. What's up, guys? I went to the aquarium last weekend, but I didn't stay long. There was something fishy about that place. Let me know if you guys want another one. We're good, buddy. Thank you for your contribution. to today's show.
We can't tell if that's dead air or if we're just not laughing. This person, I'm going to puke, but that's okay. This person says, ranch is the best condiment for hot dogs. There, I said it.
You can dip ranch in anything. I just refuse to do it. Blue cheese all day, baby.
No. I mean, like, listen, both are worthy condiments, in my opinion. I would never dip wings in ranch. That's criminal. That's absolutely psychotic. I would never do that. But I do think that ranch serves a purpose for other vehicles of eating, not wings or chicken tenders by any means. But
right,
like French fries.
No, I just won't do it.
You just won't eat ranch, period.
I won't.
Okay.
If I'm dipping my fries in something, blue cheese.
I don't know. It's a palate. It's a different thing for your palate. I don't know.
Let's go over to Karen. What a time to be a Karen. Toxic positivity is a real thing, and it's a total red flag. There, I said it. People who are constantly positive but broke and sick all the time have issues. I've been saying this forever. My buddy Paul. Perfect example. Dude, are you going to get a job soon? You're so broke. And
the universe will take care of me.
You have 2 to 3 kids. It's all going to work out, buddy. Can I borrow $60? No, you can't. Christina,
because I only take Zelle because I exceeded the Venmo limit.
Yes. What's up, Christina? Hi, Moose and Breezy. Does anyone know where the best Chinese buffet in Rochester is?
Ew.
I
want
to bring my boyfriend visiting from out of town. Why? You want him to get sick? What's your plan here, Christina? When's the last time you ate at a buffet?
I can't tell you exact. I need to tell you something.
Open door mission? Where were you?
No. I need to tell you what I ate for dinner last night.
Would you eat for
You're going to judge me.
Golden
no,
Corral?
You're judging me. You're already judging me. I didn't even say it.
But most likely, I've eaten it too, Breezy.
Okay,
you
yeah,
have?
That is true. I had sushi from Aldi.
Okay. How was it?
It was okay. Like, it was okay.
I had sushi, too. It was from Wegmans.
No, I just, I don't know.
The sushi from Wegmans is very good, but tell me about what's going on at Aldi's. They took that out of the canal?
No, so my mom had it, and I slept at my parents' last night, and she was like, I was like, what are we having for dinner? She goes, I don't know. Find something in the fridge. So I pull out this box of sushi from Aldi, and I was like, can I have this? She goes, been in there a while.
Oh,
so I
no.
checked the expiration date and it said it was good till next June. So I was like, I don't know how that works, but pop up. I think it was supposed to be frozen. I was like, okay.
Look, let's back up. You had sushi that was good until next June.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's right? What it said.
There's no way.
6/2025.
You get 3 days to eat raw fish, Breezy.
I don't know. Something's that was fishy about it. Anyways, I had it, and the only thing that was wrong with it, which I will recommend for others if you go get sushi from Aldi, is like, don't keep it in the fridge because the rice will get hard. That was the only thing that was kind of, the rice was a little crunchy. It was
right.
kind of giving Rice Krispie. But other than that, I mean, good vibes.
Good vibes from the sushi at Aldi's. Right, we'll keep that in mind.
I was so afraid I was going to get sick and miss the Pride game, but I'm not. I'm good.
But you still took a chance. Listen, if you eat sushi and the expiration date on it is eat before 3 years from now, then don't do it. I don't know who this person didn't leave a name, but they're like, having pets is not worth the pain of losing them. No thanks. Never again. There, I said it.
I wholeheartedly agree.
That's tough, man. Did you just lose a pet? Whoever you are, we're sorry to hear that.
Like, you know, there's an expiration date on your love. Not me crying. Oh my God.
Oh God, you okay?
Not me sobbing. I'm not even a pet person.
Yeah, I mean, listen, never grew up with a dog or a cat, but the day we had to put our rabbit down, Snickers, of 13 years, it was hard on the whole family.
I cannot believe your parents were like, no dog, no cat, but we'll get a rabbit whose teeth rot out of their head, and it's so much admin to take care of.
No admin at all.
You have to take care of their teeth or they'll rot.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, you know, you'd brush them once in every couple of years, but that thing would hop around the house. It was potty trained.
Did it wear a diaper?
No, would just hop, go upstairs, go to the basement, come back up, and he'd go into the crate when he was when he had some business to do.
So weird.
He was a good guy.
Pop off, Snickers.
Courtney says, I will never fly Spirit Airlines again. It was the worst experience of my life. There, I said it. Oh, what a shocker. The seats on the plane are too small. I had to pay for drinks, and they charged me like $75 to check one bag. Plus, the flight was delayed twice.
Yeah, well, Courtney, what do you expect? You paid $3 for the flight.
Right.
Like, move on.
What did you think was going to happen?
Like, what?
You're actually shocked by this?
I'm so dead. No, it's hilarious. Yeah, listen, there's some sketchy things going on with some sketchy people, but these things happen and we got to persevere.
Anytime I get on an airplane and the guy's duct taping the left wing, I'm out.
You know what? If it costs me more to upgrade, I'm going to just risk it for the biscuit.
If a Diet Coke on the plane is more than the ticket itself, you better get the hell off.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Let's talk about RG&E for a second. Customers are going to see a $12 increase on their bills come May, just as part of a negotiated rate increase improved by, this was approved by state regulators. So if you're a National Grid customer and you thought you were spared, think again. Now
the drama
that now that utilities want to increase its customers' rates too, National Grid is asking state regulators to increase its average residential customer's bill by $18.92.
That's nothing to wave a stick at
per month, and that's for electricity. Gas is going to be $18.34 more per month just for natural gas. Dave Bertolo is the he's the National Grid spokesman. And he said, this isn't something that we did in a vacuum or in a dark room. We just presented it to the Public Service Commission.
Right.
What we're trying to do is be transparent in this process. And he went on to say, we know that the rates you mentioned is a punch in the stomach. Nobody likes to have price increases, not at the gas pump, not in the grocery store, and of course, not from your energy company. But that's the reality right now. And, you know, one of the good questions that was asked, too, was, well, how do people deal with this change? You can't financially manage it.
Right. They just don't have electricity. It's all over.
No, Breezy.
They're lighting fires.
They have other options. And he went on to say, we have programs in place to help people pay their bills. We have our consumer advocates who are planning to be at these public service meetings, where you can interact directly with them. So these meetings are going to be held, they're set for next week in Syracuse and then in Buffalo. If you're a customer and you want to have your voice heard, you can sign up and talk at either of those, or you can do a virtual hearing as well, which is probably going to be a lot more convenient for some people.
You so you don't have to haul ass to Buffalo or Syracuse.
Or Syracuse, yeah. But rates are going up. It's tough times we live in, you guys.
You know what? It's just hard to, like, live.
It is hard to live because, no, realistically.
I'm not even trying to be drama. Like, no, I'm just being so for real right now.
There are so many people that struggle on the daily, you know?
And
we're all guilty of taking things for granted.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. But there are people, man, that they get up every morning, they work their asses off, they have nothing to show for it, mm-hmm. and they still put a smile on their face. They still don't complain. Those people, man.
It's tough on these streets.
It really is.
It's tough on these streets.
So for those people who are going to get an increase, those residential customers, your bill is going to go up $18.92 for electric and $18.34 for gas per month. But like this guy said, there are programs in place to help people pay their bills. So that's the good thing. More to come on that. All right. 585-252-9800. Breezy, we need caller 8 right now.
Yes, we do. Can't beat Breezy.
This is your shot to take home a customized 98PXY Stanley Tumbler.
Guys, this is one of your last chances.
All you got to do is beat our girl Breezy in 5 pop culture trivia questions right now. And trust me, she's like 0-4 right now, so the odds are in her favor. Coming up right after the break, caller 8 right now. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat
Breezy. That's right. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Can't Beat Breezy. For your shot to win a brand new customized 98 Peaks Y Stanley Tumbler, thanks to our friends at Epic Records.
Let's do it!
All right, let's go to the phones. Peaks Y, who's this?
This is Samantha. Woo!
Samantha! You are caller 8!
Let's go!
Samantha, what town are you representing today?
I'm representing Batavia, New York.
Woo! Batavia Downs is proud of you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more than right, get more correct than Breezy, you got yourself a brand new Stanley. Remember, Samantha, Breezy is officially 0-4. She is leaving the studio to go next door.
Good luck.
Our soundproof booth.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Samantha, let's get right into it, okay? Let's do Batavia Proud this morning. Question number 1. Launched in 1980, what popular video game features 4 ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde?
Do I have to answer as a question?
Yeah, tell me your best answer for the question.
What is
Well, no, Pac-Man. You know, it's not Jeopardy. Just give me the name.
Pac-Man.
Question number 2. What professional sports does Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark play?
That is basketball.
Question number 3, Samantha. What is the name of the actor who got slapped at the 2022 Academy Awards?
Chris Rock.
Samantha, this is a tough one. Question 4. Which famous actor went on trial for being involved in a ski accident?
Ooh. I don't think I know this one.
Give me a guess.
I'm going to go with the mom from Princess, or no, from Parent Trap.
Okay.
This is supposed to be an
solid answer. All right, Samantha, question number 5. Which country did IKEA originate from?
Sweden.
All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy, take the headphones off. Come on back in. All right, let's tally them up. Our girl, Samantha, not too shabby. 4 out of 5.
Great. Let's get it.
Question.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, Breezy, put your game face on. You need to win one today. Make me proud.
I know. I feel like we should go back to just revealing the wins after we are all done because it's too much pressure.
Okay, question number 1, Breezy.
Yes.
Launched in 1980, what popular video game features 4 ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde?
Teletubbies? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about that.
Think of a very popular
Ghostbusters?
Okay, all
right. Sure.
Question number 2. What professional sport does Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark play?
Oh, basketball.
Breezy, question 3. What is the name of the actor who got slapped at the 2022 Academy Awards?
Chris Rock.
Question number 4. Which famous actor went on trial for being involved in a ski accident?
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Last question. Breezy, which country did IKEA originate in?
Sweden.
All right, let's tally them up. Question number 1. When I had asked Samantha, launched in 1980, what popular video game features 4 ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde, you said Pac-Man. That is correct. Breezy said Ghostbusters or something like that.
Teletubbies.
Absolutely crushed
no
it.
No clue. I wasn't born in the 80s.
That's okay. Question number 4. Which famous actor went on trial for being involved in a ski accident? The answer to that was Gwyneth Paltrow. Our girl Samantha got that one incorrect. Breezy got that right.
That's so tough.
It did come down to a tie. And I know it's been coming down to a tie week after week.
Yikers.
And you know the rules. If it's a tie, it's an automatic win for our listeners.
I know. We should change that rule because in that case, I should have won like five times. So.
Hey, congratulations, Sam. You got yourself the Stanley. Really well done.
But now I'm so happy for you. Crush it.
Thanks, Breezy.
Is there multiple girls in there? What's going on right now?
What are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the car with my fiance.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm driving a school bus right now.
All the kids.
We love it.
Obsessed right. with you.
Hey, do me a favor, Samantha. Say, my name is Samantha from Batavia, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Samantha from Batavia, and I just beat Breezy. Woo!
Love it.
All right, pay attention to the kids now.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.